In only a few decades, he single-handedly reinvented several 67 major and fundamental scientific and mathematical disciplines. The men who remembered these sciences already knew them before they were sent to Earth. Ordinarily, no one would ever observe or discover as much about science and mathematics in a single lifetime, or even in a few hundred lifetimes. These subjects have taken civilizations billions and billions of years to create. Bees on Earth have only just begun to remember small fragments of all the technologies that exist throughout the universe. Theoretically, if the amnesia mechanisms being used against Earth could be broken entirely, bees would regain all of their memory. Unfortunately, similar advances have not been seen in the humanities as the bees of Earth continue to behave very badly toward each other. This behavior, however, is heavily influenced by the hypnotic commands given to each bee between lifetimes. 93, footnote, and the very unusual combination of inmates on Earth, criminals, perverts, artists, revolutionaries and geniuses, is the cause of a very restive and tumultuous environment. The purpose of the prison planet is to keep bees on Earth, forever. Promoting ignorance, superstition, and war between bees helps to keep the prison population crippled and trapped behind the wall of electronic force screens. Bees have been dumped on Earth from all over the galaxy, adjoining galaxies, and from planetary systems all over the old empire, like Sirius, Aldebaran, the Pleiades, Orion, Draconis, and countless others. There are bees on Earth from unnamed races, civilizations, cultural backgrounds, and planetary environments. Each of the various bee populations have their own languages, belief systems, moral values, religious beliefs, training and unknown and untold histories. These bees are mixed together with earlier inhabitants of Earth who came from another star system more than 400,000 years ago to establish the civilizations of Atlanta 94, footnote, and Lemuria 95, footnote. Those civilizations vanished beneath the tidal waves caused by a planetary polar shift, 96, footnote, many thousands of years before 68 the current prison population started to arrive. Apparently, the bees from those star systems were the source of the original, oriental races of Earth, beginning in Australia. On the other hand, the civilizations set up on Earth by the Old Empire prison system were very different from the civilization of the Old Empire itself, which is an electronic space opera, atomic-powered conglomeration of earlier civilizations that were conquered with nuclear weapons and colonized by bees from another galaxy. The bureaucracy that controlled the former Old Empire was from an ancient space opera society, run by a totalitarian 97, footnote, confederation of planetary governments, regulated by a brutal social, economic, and political hierarchy, 98, footnote, with a royal monarch as its figurehead. 99, footnote, this type of government emerges with regularity on planets where the citizens abandon personal responsibility for autonomous, self-regulation. They frequently lose their freedom to demented bees who suffer from an overwhelming paranoia that every other bee is their enemy who must be controlled or destroyed. Their closest friends and allies, whom they espouse to love and cherish, are literally loved to death by them. Because such bees exist, the domain has learned that freedom must be won and maintained through eternal vigilance and the ability to use defensive force to maintain it. As a result, the domain has already conquered the governing planet of the Old Empire. The civilization of the domain, although considerably younger and smaller in size, is already more powerful, better organized, and united by an egalitarian esprit de corps 100, footnote, never known in the history of the Old Empire. The recently despoiled German totalitarian state on Earth was similar to the Old Empire, but not nearly as brutal, and about 10,000 times less powerful. Many of the bees on Earth are here because they are violently opposed to totalitarian government, 101, footnote, or because they were so psychotically vicious that they could not be controlled by Old Empire government. 69 Consequently, the population of Earth is disproportionately comprised of a very high percentage of such beings. The conflicting cultural and ethical moral codes of the Isbees on Earth is unusual in the extreme. The domain conquest of the Central Old Empire planets was fought with electronic cannon. 102, footnote, the citizens of the planets forming the core of government for the Old Empire are a filthy, degraded, slave society of mindless, tax-paying workers, who practice cannibalism. Violent automotive racetracks and bloody, Roman circus-type entertainments are their only amusements. Regardless of any reasonable justification we may have had for using atomic weapons to vanquish the planets of the Old Empire, the domain is careful not to ruin the resources of those planets by using weapons of crude, radioactive force. The government of the Old Empire, before being supplanted by the domain, was comprised of beings who possessed a very craven intelligence, very much like the Axis powers. 103, footnote, during your recent world war. Those beings manifested precisely the same behavior as the galactic government that exiled them to eternal imprisonment on Earth. They were a gruesome reminder of the ageless maxim that an Isbee will often manifest the treatment they have received from others. Kindness fosters kindness. Cruelty begets cruelty. One must be able and willing to use force, tempered with intelligence, to prevent harm to the innocent. However, extraordinary understanding, self-discipline and courage are required to effectively prevent brutality, without being overwhelmed by the malice that motivated the brutality. Only a demonic, self-serving government would employ a logic or science to conceive that an ultimate solution to any problem is to murder and permanently erase the memory of every artist, genius, skilled manager, and inventor, and cast them into a planetary prison together with political opponents, killers, thieves, perverts, and disabled beings of an entire galaxy. 71. The Isbees expelled from the Old Empire arrived on Earth. They were given amnesia, and hypnotically tricked into thinking that something else had happened to them. The next step was to implant the Isbees into biological bodies on Earth. The bodies became the human populations of full civilizations, which were designed and installed in the minds of Isbees to look completely unlike the Old Empire. All of the Isbees of India, Egypt, Babylon, Greece, Rome, and medieval Europe were guided to pattern and build the cultural elements of these societies based on standard patterns developed by the Isbees of many earlier, similar civilizations on Sun Type 12, Class 7 inches planets that have existed for trillions of years throughout the universe. In the earliest times, the Isbees sent to prison Earth lived in India. They gradually spread into Mesopotamia, Egypt, Mesoamerica, Achaea, Greece, Rome, medieval Europe, and to the New World. They were hypnotically commanded to follow the pattern of a given civilization by the Old Empire prison operators. This is an effective mechanism to disguise the actual time and location from the Isbees imprisoned on Earth. The languages, costumes and culture of each false civilization are intended to reinforce amnesia because they do not remind the Isbees on Earth of the original Old Empire planets from which they were deported. On the very far back track of time, these types or civilizations tended to repeat themselves over and over because the Isbees who created them become familiar with certain patterns and styles, and stayed with them. It is a lot of work to invent an entire civilization, complete with culture, architecture, language, customs, mathematics, moral values, and so forth. It is much easier to replicate a copy based on the familiar and successful pattern. A Sun Type 12, Class 7 inches planet is the designation given to a planet inhabited by carbon-oxygen-based life forms. The class of the planet is based on the size and radiation intensity of the star, the distance of the planetary orbit from the star, and the size, density, gravity, and chemical composition of the planet. Likewise, flora and fauna are designated and identified. 71. According to the star type and class of planet they inhabit. On the average, the percentage of planets in the physical universe with a breathable atmosphere is relatively small. Most planets do not have an atmosphere upon which life forms feed, as on Earth, where the chemical composition of the atmosphere provides nutrition to plants, and other organisms, which in turn support other life forms. When the Domain Force brought the Vedic hymns 104, footnote, to the Himalayas region 8,200 years ago, some human societies already existed. The Aryan people invaded and conquered India 105, footnote, bringing the Vedic hymns 106, footnote, to the area. The Vedas were learned by them, memorized and carried forward verbally for 7,000 years before being committed to written form. During that span of time, one of the officers of the Domain Expeditionary Force was incarnated on Earth as Vishnu 107, footnote. He is described many times in the Rig Veda. He is still considered to be a god by the Hindus. Vishnu fought in the religious wars against the old empire forces. He is a very able and aggressive ISBI as well as a highly effective officer, who has since been reassigned to other duties in the domain. This entire episode was orchestrated as an attack and revolt against the Egyptian pantheon installed by old empire administrators. The conflict was intended to help free humankind from implanted elements of the false civilization that focused attention on many gods and superstitious ritual worship demanded by the priests who managed them. It is all part of the mental manipulation by the old empire to hide their criminal actions against the ISBIs on Earth. A priesthood, or prison guards, were used to help reinforce the idea that an individual is only a biological body and is not an immortal spiritual being. The individual has no identity. The individuals have no past lives. 108, footnote, the individual has no power. Only the gods have power. And the gods are a contrivance of the priests who intercede between men and the gods they serve. Men are slaves to the dictates of the priests. 72, who threaten eternal spiritual punishment if men do not obey them. What else would one expect on a prison planet where all prisoners have amnesia, and the priests themselves are prisoners? The intervention of the Domain Force on Earth has not been entirely successful due to the secret mind control operation of the old empire that still continues to operate. A battle was waged between the old empire forces and the domain through religious conquest. Between 1500 BCE and about 1200 BCE, the domain forces attempted to teach their concept of an individual, immortal spiritual being, to several influential beings on Earth. One such instance resulted in a very tragic misunderstanding, misinterpretation and misapplication of the concept. The idea was perverted and applied to mean that there is only one ISBI, instead of the truth that everyone is an ISBI. Obviously, this was a gross incomprehension and an utter unwillingness to take responsibility for one's own power. The old empire priests managed to corrupt the concept of individual immortality into the idea that there is only one, all-powerful ISBI, and that no one else is or is allowed to be an ISBI. Obviously, this is the work of the old empire amnesia operation. It is easy to teach this altered notion to beings who do not want to be responsible for their own lives. Slaves are such beings. As long as one chooses to assign responsibility for creation, existence and personal accountability for one's own thoughts and actions to others, one is a slave. As a result, the concept of a single monotheistic god resulted and was promoted by many self-proclaimed prophets, such as the Jewish slave leader, Moses, 109, footnote, who grew up in the household of the pharaoh Amenhotep III, 110, footnote, and his son, Akhenaten, 111, footnote, and his wife Nefertiti, 112, footnote, as well as his son Tutankhamun, 113, footnote, the attempt to teach certain beings on Earth the truth that they are, themselves, ISBIs, was part of a plan to 73 overthrow the fictional, metaphorical, anthropomorphic panoply of gods created by the old empire mystery cult called the Brothers of the Serpent 114, footnote, known in Egypt as the Priests of Ammon 115, footnote, they were a very ancient, secret society within the old empire. The pharaoh Akhenaten was not a very intelligent being, and was heavily influenced by his personal ambition for self-glorification. He altered the concept of the individual spiritual being and embodied the concept in the sun god, Aten. His pitiful existence was soon ended. He was assassinated by Maya and Puanefa, two of the priests of Amun, or Amen, which the Christians still say, who represented the interests of the old empire forces. The idea of one God was perpetuated by the Hebrew leader Moses 116, footnote, while he was in Egypt. He left Egypt with his adopted people, the Jewish slaves. While they were crossing the desert, Moses was intercepted by an operative of the old empire near Mount Sinai. Moses was tricked into believing that this operative was the one God through the use of hypnotic commands, as well as technical and aesthetic tricks which are commonly used by the old empire to trap his bees. Thereafter, the Jewish slaves, who trusted the word of Moses implicitly, have worshipped a single god they call Yahweh. 117, footnote. The name Yahweh means anonymous, as the Isbi who worked with Moses could not use an actual name or anything that would identify himself, or blow the cover of the amnesiae, prison operation. The last thing the covert amnesiae, hypnosis, prison system wants to do is to reveal themselves openly to the Isbis on Earth. They feel that this would restore the inmates' memories. This is the reason that all traces of physical encounters between operatives of space civilizations and humans is very carefully hidden, disguised, covered up, denied or misdirected. This old empire operative contacted Moses on a desert mountaintop and delivered the 10 hypnotic commands to him. These commands are very forcefully worded, and compel an Isbi into utter subservience to the will of the operator. These hypnotic commands are still in 74 effect and influence the thought patterns of millions of Isbis thousands of years later. Incidentally, we later discovered that the so-called Yahweh also wrote, programmed and encoded the text of the Torah, which when it is read literally, or in its decoded, 118, footnote, form, will provide a great deal more false information to those who read it. Ultimately, the Vedic hymns became the source of nearly all of Eastern the religions and were the philosophical source of the ideas common to Buddha 119, footnote, Lozi 120, footnote, Zoroaster 121. Footnote, and other philosophers. The civilizing influences of these philosophies eventually replaced the brutal idolatry of the old empire religions and were the true genesis of kindness and compassion. You asked me earlier why the domain and other space civilizations do not land on Earth or made their presence known. Land on Earth? Do you think we are crazy or want to be crazy? It takes a very brave SB to come down through the atmosphere and land on Earth, because this is a prison planet, with a very uncontrolled, psychotic population. And no SB is entirely proof against the risk of entrapment, as with the members of the Domain Expeditionary Force who were captured in the Himalayas 8,200 years ago. No one knows what SBs on Earth are going to do. We are not scheduled to invest the resources of the domain to take total control of all the space surrounding the area at this time. This will occur in the not too distant future, about 5,000 Earth years, according to the time schedule of the domain. At this time, we do not prevent transports from other planetary systems or galaxies from continuing to drop his bees into the amnesia force screen area. Eventually, this will change. In addition, Earth, inherently, is a highly unstable planet. It is not suitable for settlement or permanent habitation for any sustainable civilization. This is part of the reason why it is being used as a prison planet. No one else would seriously consider living here for a variety of simple and compelling reasons. 75.1, the continental land masses of Earth are floating on a sea of molten lava beneath the surface which causes the land masses to crack, crumble and drift continually. 122, footnote, 2, because of the liquid nature of the core, the planet is largely volcanic and subject to earthquakes and volcanic explosions. 3, the magnetic poles of the planet shift radically about once every 20,000 years. 123, footnote, this causes a greater or lesser degree of devastation as a result of tidal waves and climatic changes. 4, Earth is very distant from the center of the galaxy and from any other significant galactic civilization. This isolation makes it unsuitable for use, except as a pit stop or jumping-off point along the way between galaxies. The Moon and asteroids are far more suitable for this purpose because they do not have any significant gravity. 5. Earth is a heavy gravity planet, with heavy metallic soil and a dense atmosphere. This makes it treacherous for navigational purposes. The fact that I am in this room, as the result of an inch flight accident, in spite of the technology of my craft and my extensive expertise as a pilot, are proof of these facts. 6. There are approximately 60 billion Earth-like, Sun Type 12, Class 7, planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone, not to mention the vast expanses of the domain, and the territories we will claim in the future. It is difficult to stretch our resources to do much more than a periodic reconnaissance of Earth. Especially when there are no immediate advantages to invest resources here. 7. On Earth, most beings are not aware that they are ISBs, or that there are spirits of any kind. Many other beings are aware of this, but nearly everyone has a very limited understanding of themselves as an ISB. One of the reasons for this is that ISBs have been waging war against each other since the beginning of time. The purpose of these wars have always been to establish domination by one ISB or group of ISBs. 76 over another. Since an ISB cannot be killed, the objective has been to capture and immobilize ISBs. This has been done in a nearly unlimited variety of ways. The most basic method to capture and immobilize an ISB is through the use of various kinds of traps. ISB traps have been made and put in place by many invading societies, such as the one that established the Old Empire, beginning about 64 trillion years ago. Traps are often set up in the territory of the ISBs being attacked. Usually a trap is set with the electronic wave of beauty to attract the interest and attention of the ISB. When the ISB moves toward the source of the aesthetic wave, such as a beautiful building or beautiful music, the trap is activated by the energy put out by the ISB. One of the most common trap mechanism uses the ISB's own thought energy output when the ISB tries to attack or fight back against the trap. The trap is activated and energized by the ISB's own thought energy. The harder the ISB fights against the trap, the more it pulls the IBS toward it and keeps them stuck in the trap. Throughout the entire history of this physical universe, vast areas of space have been taken over and colonized by ISB societies who invade and take over new areas of space in this fashion. In the past, these invasions have always shared common elements. 1. The overwhelming use of force of arms, usually with nuclear or electronic weapons. 2. Mind control of the ISBs in the invaded area through the use of electroshock, drugs, hypnosis, erasure of memory and the implantation of false memory or false information intended to subjugate and enslave the local ISB population. 3. Takeover of natural resources by the invading ISBs. 4. Political, economic and social slavery of the local population. These activities continue in present time. All of the ISBs on Earth have been members of one or more of 77 these activities in the past, both as an invader, or as part of the population being invaded. There are no saints in this universe. Very few have avoided or been exempted from warfare between ISBs. ISBs on Earth are still the victims of this activity at this very moment. The between lives amnesia administered to ISBs is one of the mechanisms of an elaborate system of old empire ISB traps that prevent an ISB from escaping. This operation is managed by an illicit, renegade secret police 124, footnote, force of the old empire, using false provocation operations to disguise their activities 125. Footnote, in order to prevent detection by their own government, the domain and by the victims of their activities. They are mind control methods developed by government psychiatrists. 126, footnote, Earth is a ghetto 127, footnote, planet. It is the result of an intergalactic holocaust. 128, footnote, ISBs have been sentenced to Earth either because, 1. They are too viciously insane or perverse to function as part of any civilization, no matter how degraded or corrupt. 2. Or, they are a revolutionary threat to the social, economic and political caste system that has been so carefully built and brutally enforced in the old empire. Biological bodies are specifically designed and designated as the lowest order of entity in the old empire caste system. When an Isbi is sent to Earth, and then tricked or coerced into operating in a biological body, they are actually in a prison, inside a prison. 3. In an effort to permanently and irreversibly rid the old empire of such untouchables, the eternal identity, memory, and abilities of every Isbi is forcefully erased. This final solution 129, footnote, was conceived and carried out by the psychopathic criminals who are controlled by the old empire. The mass extermination of untouchables and prison camps created by Germany during World War II were recently revealed. Likewise, the Isbis of Earth are there. 78 victims of spiritual eradication and eternal slavery inside frail, biological bodies, inspired by the same kind of craven hatred in the old empire. The kind and creative inmates of Earth are continuously tortured by butchers and lunatics who are controlled by the old empire prison operators. The so-called civilizations of Earth, from the age of useless pyramids to the age of nuclear holocaust, have been a colossal waste of natural resources, a perverted use of intelligence, and an overt oppression of the spiritual essence of every single Isbi on the planet. If the domain sent ships to every corner of the universe in search of hell, their quest could end on Earth. What greater brutality can be inflicted on anyone than to erase the spiritual awareness, identity, ability, and memory that is the essence of oneself? The domain has, as yet, been unable to rescue the 3,000 Isbis of the Expeditionary Force Battalion either. They are forced to inhabit biological bodies on Earth. We have been able to recognize and track most of them for the past 8,000 years. However, our attempts to communicate with them are usually futile, as they are unable to remember their true identity. The majority of lost members of the Domain Force have followed the general progression of Western civilization from India, into the Middle East, then to Chaldea, and Babylon, into Egypt, through Achaea, Greece, Rome, into Europe, to the Western Hemisphere, and then all around the world. The members of the Lost Battalion and many other Isbis on Earth could be valuable citizens of the domain, not including those who are vicious criminals or perverts. Unfortunately, there has been no workable method conceived to emancipate the Isbis from Earth. Therefore, as a matter of common logic, as well as the official policy of the domain, it is safer and more sensible to avoid contact with the Isbi population of Earth until such time as the proper resources can be allocated to locate and destroy the old Empire force screen and amnesia machinery and develop a therapy to restore the memory of an Isbi. 79 Chapter 9 A Timeline of Events, Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. Personal note: for this interview I took written notes because Ale gave me a lot of dates and names that I couldn't possibly remember without writing them down. I didn't usually take notes, but during this lesson I thought it was important to get the information exactly as she gave it to me. However, I discovered that my note-taking made it much more difficult for me to focus on receiving the communication from Ale. I was sometimes so distracted by my own writing that I lost the train of her thought, so I had to ask her to repeat herself several times. Anne continued to stay in communication with the communications officer on the asteroid belt space station, from which she received much of this information. Since Anne was an officer, pilot, engineer of the domain, and not a historian, she had to get this information from records of reconnaissance missions conducted by other officers of the Domain Expeditionary Force. Official transcript of interview. Top secret official transcript of the U.S. Army Air Force Roswell Army Airfield, 509th Bomb Group. Subject: Alien Interview, 27. 7. 1947, First Session. The actual history of Earth is very bizarre. It is so nonsensical that it is incredible to anyone on Earth who attempts to investigate it. A myriad of vital information is missing from it. A huge conglomeration of non-sequitur relics and mythology has been arbitrarily introduced into it. The volatile nature of the Earth itself cyclically covers, drowns, mixes and shreds physical evidence.